collaborative,
part of the community. It's the next idea. When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
Budget cuts for school districts are increasingly a way of life, and often the first things to go when money gets tight are music and art programs. But there is both anecdotal and scientific evidence that arts improve kids' overall learning in many ways. An art studio in Pontiac has taken on the mission of bringing back art for young people whose schools may or may not be able to afford it. Today's guest on The Next Idea is the director of the Art Experience in Pontiac, which is currently trying to boost its outreach program called Community Art Lab. Judy Wilson, welcome to The Next Idea. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
What do kids miss out on, Judy, when their schools just can't afford to give them art classes?
The arts develop skills that businesses and corporations are finding in short supply. By cutting the arts, we deny children important tools for successful careers, really. To play with art elements, whether it's visual arts, movement, music, creative writing, theater, actually engages cognitive processes that are often underutilized in our current academic settings. Some of the skills that are developed are abstract and critical thinking, whole picture thinking, so being able to see how seemingly unrelated things fit together to form a whole, which is really a building block of not only problem solving, but the ability to identify the problem and then to solve it. And that's also important to budding scientists, architects, entrepreneurs.
So the idea that the skills that youngsters acquire by being exposed to art translates to just about any job that you can think of. So what is the Art Experience, and how is it working to address that gap in Pontiac?
Well, the Art Experience was founded 21 years ago. It's a community art studio improving lives through the arts. And as the name suggests, we wanted to promote and provide access to art experiences. The arts, they're often perceived as elitist or financially or culturally inaccessible to many in our community. Or people think since they can't draw a straight line, they aren't good at it, and so the arts aren't for them. So we found a storefront in downtown Pontiac and began chipping away at these perceptions. We welcomed everyone into our studio, served people of all levels of ability and all walks of life, and we advocated for greater access to the arts for everyone in our community. And what we began to observe was a community coming together around the arts, true community, with everyone working side by side, label-free.
And then this youth program, Community Art Lab, how does that work?
Community Art Lab is really our response to the increased cuts in arts and education and too few affordable opportunities for youth in our area to be creative. So we do this by forming relationships with the schools or human service agencies and through community programs. So these programs are basic fine art classes, and what we're developing right now is a multimedia workshop that will allow youth to tell their own story. So it's integrating creative writing, visual arts, videography, and digital learning to create mini monologues to be shared with their community. And our CrowdRise site will allow us to do that for agencies and schools that don't have it in their budget to do so on their own.
It strikes me this is something that organizations all around the state could be able to follow, this model of yours.
Yeah, I think it would be very easy to replicate this.
And what could that mean for the state?
You know, it's really kind of limitless. If we provide the youth learning through the arts, they are going to be able to make more use of all the skills that they're learning across their curriculum. This idea of actually providing youth tools to be creative, to help them practice designing their projects and leading the projects, and then sharing it with the community, those are all important work-related skills and just life skills in general.
Judy Wilson is the director of the Art Experience in Pontiac. Thanks so much for being with us on The Next Idea, Judy.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.